The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry, sit down. Put on your shirt, will you? Henry, please, put it back on. Get back in the chair. Get off the desk, will you?
Kieran.
Oh, God almighty. That was too... I didn't need to see that now at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, it's little by little, just a few hours to go. We're going to get there.
Are you excited? You have tickets!
I do have tickets. The last time I actually saw them was 1996 in the Old Point, and they were at their height, and there was
this... Did you go topless then too?
I actually did lose my top. I actually did. It was a real sweaty event, and I actually found someone else's top. It was like a Levi's
denim. You lost your own top.
And I found someone else's. Yes, but it was the 90s.
Oh, Henry!
It was 1996.
Oh, God. But it
was, back then, Levi's was very, very expensive.
So while Henry's buttoning up his shirt there, because that was a bit too much, let me tell people what we're talking about. We had a raffle in this office. Two tickets became available. And Henry McKean's name was pulled out of the hat. What a fix.
Well,
what a fix. How much did you pay
out?
Zoe upstairs now for that?
Well, I was going to the gigs and I was going to stand outside. I couldn't get a ticket. And there was a raffle in our network of radio stations and I didn't think I would have a hope. And I think there was about 300 people in the raffle. And then I kept getting these texts. I was driving, so I didn't see them, saying congratulations from all these different members of, you know, colleagues. So I was like, what is this? And then I had a few missed calls and I'm not answering the call. And it was people telling me, oh my God, you've won the Oasis ticket.
So is it Saturday night you're going?
It's tomorrow night. I've got two standing tickets and I'm over the moon. I am actually...
Who are you going to bring?
I actually said to my wife, would she like to go? And, you know, she is, you know...
Did she say?
She said yes. Of course she said yes. Oh. But she's in the Blur camp. I mean, are you Blur or Oasis? She is Blur, but she does like Oasis as well.
She's going to take a ticket anyway.
Yeah, she is. She's coming.
That is a tough blow for all those hardcore Oasis fans listening. There's lots of them. So they're going to be paying to, what, is it over 160,000 fans?
About that. And, you know, we'll all be living forever, 160,000 fans. And these gigs, believe it or not, bringing back the brothers Noel and Liam, will bring in over €1 billion. And these are the first gigs here in Ireland in 16 years since Slane, since 2009. So this is a real huge event. You could say it's right up there with Putin and Trump on the news agenda in Ireland. Can I say? Massive excitement. Another thing I've noticed today, speaking to fans around the place, they're coming in from around the world, literally half the world away. I asked, what do they love about Oasis?
This is terrible.
Everything. I mean, yeah.
Their whole attitude and their music, music's number one, but yeah.
So Oasis never really broke the States. They almost did. And you're from Ireland, now living out in the States. You flew in especially for this gig.
Yeah, absolutely. I just feel like the atmosphere over here is going to be a bit more special. They're playing in Chicago at the end of the month.
Chicago, but we definitely prioritized here. We ended up getting both dates, Saturday and Sunday.
Wow, so you're going to see them twice.
We're going to see them twice on the pitch tomorrow and then up high the next day with family. So.
And this gig, all in, what's it costing you, roughly?
I don't want to think about it.
It's going to be $2,000.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
And your actual ticket, how much was it?
So the Sunday nights were cheaper.
Maybe $250.
$250, but then the pitch ones were about $500 each.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you think they're worth it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a once in a lifetime. We've said that 20 times this week, if not this year, that it's once in a lifetime. Yeah.
You've flown in from Miami, Florida. What is it you love about Oasis?
I mean, just the coolest band in the world. And I think everyone knows it. In the States, they know it. Everywhere, you know?
And all in, how much have you paid?
Oh, man, you're going to put me on the spot like that. I mean, enough, I would say. Enough.
And the thing is, even though you probably spent enough, it's still cheaper to travel over here than buy tickets in America, isn't it?
So let me tell you, the idea that obviously Ticketmaster had a huge issue with people with the surging in prices and stuff like that, but in the U.S. it's just the Wild West.
So the dynamic pricing is even worse.
Dynamic pricing, but in the U.S. it's even worse, right? Because people could sell the tickets for whatever they want and everyone will like respect those prices. So I don't know, it's better. Better here.
So Henry McKean is a legend, says Brian in Dublin. Enjoy the concert. And somebody else says, I'm delighted for Henry. Seen Oasis in Heaton Park last month. Best concert ever.
Wow.
There you go.
The hype.
I saw them in 2000 in Lansdowne Road, yeah.
And what was it like? What are your memories?
It was absolutely brilliant. It was amazing. It was top class. We were down like that. The weather wasn't bad. Mm. It was a summer. Was it June or July they played? So summer evening. We were down on the pitch. It was absolutely brilliant. Myself and a friend of mine, Connor Dunphy. But will I tell you something cool?
Go on.
So you said Blur Oasis, the great question from the 90s, which was made famous, of course, partially from
Father Ted.
Yeah, Father Damo himself, Joe Rooney.
Yes.
He's going to be on the show later.
He's coming on the show.
Yeah, he's coming on the show. We're going to find out what the answer is when it's put to him.
Oh,
when
wow.
Father Damo is asked, Blur or Oasis? We'll do that at 6 o'clock.
Well, and if you asked me that question in the 90s, Blur or Oasis, I would have said Blur. But who's won the
Chacuse.
War? Who has won the war? Oasis.
Have they?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Definitely. In Blur.
Well, because this is their moment. Mm. But I mean, Blur reinvented themselves musically so many times.
Yeah.
I think, are they arguably more talented than the Gallagher brothers? Is today the day to admit that?
Well,
maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah.
What are the experts saying?
Well, this is it. This is exactly it. And they're probably saying, whatever. Here is showbiz editor Ken Sweeney from the Irish Sun. We met at Croke Park as the stage was
first thing I'll say is that there's no queuing allowed at Croke Park. They stressing that no one should be down here until the gates open tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Big story in the Irish Sun today. Great fun on the headlines. Wonder Wallet, we called it. Doe look back in anger. Because in the Irish Sun today, we have spoken to top financial expert Carl Dieter, and he reckons that these two gigs in Croke Park will make Oasis 61 million euros. That's how much they'll make.
Wow.
61 million just for two gigs. Now, how is that working? If you look at the capacity of Croke Park over two nights, and you look at the merchandise they're going to sell, and the food and drink, and of course, all the other stuff going on, Oasis themselves are going to make 61 million out of these gigs, two gigs at Croke Park. They've already got that merchandise shop, which opened up about 2 weeks ago on the bank holiday. That's been doing roaring trade. That's nearly sold out in there. And it's a huge boost for the local economy. The Dublin Chamber of Commerce estimated that the Garth Brooks gigs, the run of five gigs, was worth 35 million to the local economy. Dublin Chamber of Commerce haven't done any research on Oasis. They didn't assume that there would be this level of interest, this huge interest. And our own financial expert, Carl Dieter, has worked out 35 million as well. Now, how does that work out? First of all, there's all the hospitality, there's all the food and the drinks, people having a bag of chips on the way home from Oasis, people having meals after it beforehand, barbecues, going to the pub, and there's also travel. People are using taxis, you know, they're getting taxis, they're getting trains from all over the country. That's bringing in a lot of money as well. And then the sundry expenses, which I hadn't thought of before, which Carl Dieter says is people might have a bag of crisps, they might need other things down here, a bar of chocolate, sundry expenses, and it's all pumping in, and it all leaves with the local economy of about 35 million for these two gigs. Now, bear in mind, it's expensive for Oasis to come to Dublin, because in England, Oasis, the huge Oasis touring machine, Reunion 25, they can just drive from city to city. But to get to Ireland, they have to get Oasis, the whole band, over on the ferry. They come over on the ferry and set up here in Croke Park. So it has to be worth their while. But it is worth their while, because that's how much money they're going to make out of it. So it's going to be a huge gig. It's the first of two nights. There's a lot of interest, really. What will they play? Will they play the same set they've been playing? Could there be extra guests? Who knows what might happen? But it's certainly an event. And most importantly, important thing is Met Aaron have told us that the weather is going to be fantastic, that of the 2 days, Saturday is better than Sunday, but both days are going to be hot, to the extent that on Saturday night when Oasis are coming off stage, you're probably going to be talking about 17 or 18 degrees at 10:30 at night. So it's a huge gig. They got the weather for it, they've got the Gallagher brothers, God knows how many relatives. I once interviewed Noel Gallagher. I'm Ken Sweeney, his mother is Peggy Sweeney, and I said, Noel, I'm a Sweeney, and he said, the only people that come up to me telling me they're a Sweeney are people looking for free tickets. Are you looking for free tickets? And I said, no, and I said no, and I said that's great. As long as you're not looking for free tickets.
That was Ken Sweeney, as he says, from the Irish Sun. So, Henry, ticket prices. I mean, Ken talked about how much money they're making. Tell me how hard they were to get for people not like yourself.
They were really, really hard to get, and so many people. They were definitely maybe going to get a ticket. They were hen's teeth. And remember, we were talking about this new word when the tickets did go on sale: dynamic pricing, meaning basically they'll go for whatever whatever somebody's willing to pay for them. And people paid huge money. We understand the average price turned out to be around 300 euro, but some paid 500 euro each. Hugely expensive. Here are some Swedish fans who flew in especially.
You're all the way from Sweden. Mm-hmm. You've come to this gig. How much has it all cost you so far?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, I think I can count in Swedish crowns.
You've just been inside the merch shop. What did you buy?
I bought a child's shirt.
A child's t-shirt?
This is like a size 11 year old. It was the cheapest, and also they didn't have like S and small and extra small. So
So you've come all the way from Sweden to this gig, and you've been to the merch shop. For you, what does Oasis mean?
I think it's like a rock band that can also, you know, as he said, we're maybe too young, but it still lives on, so it's amazing that we get to share some of the live music as well.
And what do you think of Oasis getting back together again after their long feud, flying in from Sweden to the gig?
It's really fun. It's like once in a lifetime they come together. It's probably never going to happen again. So you can really say, I've been there.
We thought they would break up before this concert as well. So we're very happy that they're here, actually. Yes.
I've been listening to them since I was like, I think it was 15. My dad introduced them to me, so.
So you introduced them. How old are you? I know that's a personal question.
I'm 60.
You're 60. So in their heyday, we're looking at 30 years ago, you were around 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you loved them even then?
Yeah, I loved them then. I used to work at the venues and stuff.
Henry, I understand you had some inside knowledge when it comes to this reunion.
I wasn't allowed to say, but I can say it now. I knew they were going to get back
together. How? How did you know?
So we had our driveway redone because I kept scratching the car on the driveway. So I needed to get it widened. So I rang up a guy called Des Gallagher Paving. He did a great job, very competitive. And it turned out...
What kind of paving did you get?
Oh, we basically put in some tiles and some more cement just to make the driveway a little bit wider.
Do you say cement or cement?
I would say cement.
Interesting. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so anyway, Des Gallagher, the name Gallagher, it turns out he was Liam and Noel's first cousin.
Go way out of that.
And I couldn't believe
it. Get up the yard.
I couldn't believe
it. Was
he? Yeah, so I sat him down.
So he says.
No, he's telling.
Des, if you're listening,
He's telling the truth. And he said, yeah, they're definitely going to get back together. And then a month later, they got back together. So I knew in advance.
I know a lad called McKean, and he always claims he's your first cousin.
He probably
so
is selling the truth.
You're at that level of fame. What about the locals? What did they think of all this?
I mean, we've got to remember urination and antisocial behaviour is an issue, but they seem to be on board.
Michael Taft.
Michael, you live nearby Crow Park. What do these gigs mean to you and to the neighbours?
Well, I mean, I think it's a great event. Just like match day, it's, you know, the crowds are, you know, very conscious of the environment. There's very little, you know, disturbance. Okay, they have to cut off the roads for a few hours, but no problem, you know. But it's a good event. I know that there will be some neighbors who will complain about the crowds or the noise.
Or urine even.
Huh?
Sometimes, you know.
There's always some problems. Usually Croke Park is pretty good at cleaning up. And there's nothing nicer than to have a warm evening out here. You can just sit out in your back garden and you can listen to it for free.
You live near Croke Park.
Yeah.
Did you have to buy your ticket?
I got it through a friend of a friend at a decent price.
A decent price.
Yeah, so I was happy enough with the ticket I got on premium level. So, yeah.
So you are at the age when Oasis were in their prime.
I suppose maybe, yeah, there or thereabouts. Maybe 2 or 3 years. They're not my vintage as such, but yeah, I would have been to a lot of their concerts before, yeah.
And you're smiling. You're here at the merch shop. What are you wanting to get?
Wondering will I queue up, I suppose. I was in during the week and there was no queues. So now I'm seeing the queues and I'm thinking, oh, jeez, I might give it a miss.
So do you want a T-shirt, a hoodie?
Maybe a T-shirt I was going to go for, but... I might let it die down a bit, you know, first, and come back.
Henry, even when we heard from locals, there was an international flair.
Well, this is it. There's so many international people here looking for a little bit of cigarettes and alcohol. I met this man from LA.
I do remember very vividly first time hearing Wonderwall on the radio in Los Angeles.
And you thought, wow.
That, who is this an unreleased Beatles track? Just kidding.
Because they weren't huge in the States.
No. And I think Oasis. That's what was that. I think that was part of the appeal. I mean, this happened right around sometime in high school. So, you know, the smaller unknown bands and the music that you had to go out and find, there was something special in that experience and the people that also were drawn to that. Yeah.
Are you going to the gigs?
Yes, I'm going tomorrow. Looking forward to
it. And you can't wait?
Can't wait. Yeah, I saw them a long time ago and it was only Noel because they must have had a fallout, so it was just Noel performed that day. So look forward to seeing the two of them together, reunited.
Hi, I'm Alex Dean. I'm from Philadelphia.
How much have you spent to come to this Oasis gig?
The tickets, I mean, maybe 150, but then flights. But I went to the Scottish Highlands before this. I've never been to Scotland or Ireland, so it's all part of a trip.
And you've bought some merch. We've got the merch here. What did you spend?
40 euro.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little rough for a t-shirt, but I won't get it anywhere else.
All right, that's what that gentleman from the Los Angeles had to say. You were interrupted, though, from some men closer to home, Yorkshire, is that right?
Yeah, and I just had to roll with it. So I was there outside
No, Henry, please.
Okay.
The cigarettes and alcohol one, that was a step too far.
Okay, I'll fade away now. But I met these guys from Yorkshire. And, you know, I started by chatting to this Irish girl and I asked, what do you love about them?
Everything.
Yeah. And was it your parents that got you into them?
Yeah, my dad.
Dad did.
Yeah. I'm from Finland.
Finland?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
My friends are big Oasis fans, so...
Oh, wow, you're not?
Yeah, I'm just a girlfriend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Are you watching them tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you? But you're not a fan?
I'm not. But it's fun to be here. Like, everywhere is like a concert.
Can you sing us a lyric?
I don't know anything.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
So, lads, tell us about yourselves.
Oh, this top?
Yeah, and why you're here.
I'm here. I'm from Yorkshire. Get up Yorkshire tea. Paid 900 euro, which we pay again. He paid for it. I owe him 900 quid. We love it. Just spent 900 euro in there. I'll pay it again. We're going to spend 900 euro later on, if you know what I mean. Thank you very much, BBC.
All right, okay. I doubt they work for the BBC. Dan from Kilkenny says, what's Henry's master plan to beat the crowds?
Oh
come on, Dan. One person playing at that game was one too many. Mr. Pedant here, cement is a powder. What Henry got in his driveway was concrete, which
was
is
it?
Made from cement, aggregate and water.
So it's concrete. To the driveway,
yeah.
Anyway.
And Enda in Sligo says, who the hell says cement? People from the West, I thought.
Do they?
Yeah, when you cross the Shannon, people say cement, yeah.
Cement?
Yeah. And they take tins of fizzy pop and things like that.
Fizzy pop? I thought they said mineral.
Ah, they're a simple people. 087 1400 106. Thank you very much. Henry McKean, enjoy Oasis, Henry, for what it is worth.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.